Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Locums Live podcast. My name is Tom Hoffman, and today we are very excited to welcome in another one of CCL's own, Lexi Marino, to talk about her role on the recruitment team and how her military background has helped her throughout her career. So with that, Lexi, welcome to the podcast, and thank you very much for spending some time with us today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me, Tom. I am very, very happy to be here. So hello, everyone. My name is Lexi. I am originally from The Woodlands, Texas. I am in Naples, Florida with my boyfriend right now. We have two cats. We have a dog. She's my service dog. She's amazing. Her name is Bailey. We mostly spend our time just kind of out in the preserve. It's super hot. So whenever it's nice and cool, we're outside. Whenever we're inside, we love plants. So we're just taking care of all that stuff. I did serve in the Navy, in the world's best and greatest Navy, and I served as a hospital corpsman and as a surgical technologist, and then once I got out, I just continued on in the surgical technology field, and up until recently, last May, I was a surgical technologist, and I loved everything about it, being able to help people in their most vulnerable state. I just think that that's I don't know. To me, it gave me purpose. It gave me joy to be able to know, like, they can get through this hurdle. Like, I can help them get through this hurdle and then they can go on about their lives. That makes me very, very happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I love speaking to veterans. And I know that that's pretty much the purpose of this podcast, because it's just that you have a fascinating story. So I'm very grateful, A, that you're speaking with me today. And then, you know, B, I think I speak for all of us when I truly say thank you for your service. Truly. And I know that you just kind of alluded to that in your bio, but can you get into a little bit more about your background in the military?
Yeah, definitely. So my family is pretty military. I grew up watching Grey's Anatomy, which has nothing to do with military, but I was sitting there, and Callie Torres, she was the orthopedic surgeon that was on there, and I'm Hispanic. I didn't really know where I fit in the world. And my dad's Hispanic. He was in the Air Force. He won all of these awards. And I was like, okay, I want to do something cool. I want to be, you know, like a top minority and all that stuff. I saw Cali Torres on Grey's Anatomy. I talked to my dad and I was like, hey, how can I help people? And I originally wanted to go into the Air Force because my dad, he was there. You know, I wanted to be daddy's girl, please him. Well, the Air Force didn't have a great way to transition out of the military. Like, they didn't have a good civilian path. Their training was amazing because they did all the training with the Navy. So, with the Navy for the medical program, you go through basic hospital corpsman training. So you get trained as an EMT. You get basic, like, phlebotomy skills, EMT skills, like a basic nursing skills, and then you're able to specialize, which is what I did in surgical technology. And I get so giddy about that. If I could teach everybody and, like, show everybody an operating room,
sure,
I would just have a great day. Because I had the training beforehand, whenever I transitioned out of the military, I was able to see, okay, I wasn't stuck just in my surgical training. I was able to see, okay, do I want to go back into the ER? Do I want to go into an administrative type role? And now, because, you know, fast forward, however, 8 years later, all those skills that I have, all of my clinical skills, I'm able to talk to these providers and be like, hey, yeah, I remember. Oh, you use Alta? I remember that system. Yes, I remember how hard it was using that EMR system. So I'm able to go back and connect to veteran providers, military providers, and just kind of connect with them on a different level. And they understand. And so they like that somebody has been in the field with them. They know somebody's been working with them. And so that kind of gives them hope.
Oh, 100%. I mean, first off, I love how you mentioned your dad, you know, kind of following the family tradition. I think that's just an incredible path to follow. You know, you mentioned, I mean, it sounds like your dad's your hero. And I think that's pretty cool that you were able to follow that path. And then also, too, I love how you just mentioned your base of knowledge, right? Because in your position now, I mean, having that base of knowledge has to be helpful for any providers that you speak to. It gives you the credibility and lets them know that, you know, you're in their corner. You kind of know.
Just being able to speak the lingo.
Absolutely. Yeah, that makes sense. And then, you know, in terms of, and you mentioned this, but what really made you want to transition into the recruiting space and locums in particular post-military?
So I was kind of forced out just because of some of my disabilities from the Navy. I was scrubbing in a surgery with my favorite crew. I had just the coolest ortho doctors, coolest nurse practitioners with me, best nursing crew, everybody. And then just some stuff happened. Fate was like, nope, you're done. And I had actually taken a couple assignments with Cross Country, and I had reached out to my recruiter, Mercedes Tucker. Hi, Mercedes. She told me about her recruiting experience, and I put in my application, and thankfully, you know, I'm here. And I am just very thankful that I'm able to be connected to other like-minded clinical providers that want to help other people, because that was one thing that I loved about traveling, is that I was able to take my experience that I had learned from the military. I was able to share that in Connecticut, in Virginia, in Oregon, in Florida, in Texas, just all over. And so I still am able to be very fulfilled, and I get a lot of joy from this job.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's a great story too. I love that you were able to take an assignment with Cross Country, you know, during the pandemic. And you mentioned Mercedes, and you know, that experience for Mercedes and the team led you to the seat that you're in today. I think that's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in terms of your military experience, how do you think that that's prepared you, you know, for your role in recruitment?
So, when you first get off the bus at Great Lakes, you have like no time whatsoever. You think like whenever you're in DEP, which is the program that you get into, like right after you sign your contract, you sign up your contract like 3 or 4 times, but it's whenever you get off the bus, at Great Lakes, you go into this hallway and everybody is just lined up. You're facing each other. And this lady is walking in and just screaming at you. You have seconds to call your family and be like, hey, I'm good. This is it. I gotta go. I'm here. And your goal is to become a sailor and you are going to help your country. And because I was able to have that, I think that it's made me kind of refocus. And we always talk about our why in our meetings. It's been able to help me kind of think, okay, what's our why? What's our mission? And even whenever we have our bad days, like that's it. I'm always about teamwork. I've always carried a med bag. What do I need in my bag to help my team? What do I need in my bag to help my physician? Asking, like, what do I need to help?
And that's a wonderful attitude to take, you know, I mean, and it's absolutely crucial in this job too, you know, we are a team, and we're all working towards one common goal, and that's awesome to hear. And just as one more follow-up to your military experience, you know, how that prepared for your role in recruitment, how has your overall experience been at CCL since your transition as a whole?
I love it, to be honest. I think it has been amazing. It definitely has been challenging. Just for me personally, because I'm used to being so hands-on, but I feel that, you know, I've been able to connect with so many amazing providers that by extension, it's still hands-on, but I've been so just blessed to be able to connect. I feel like I have a whole family. I know it's cliche. Everybody's like, oh, I have a family, but CCL has opened their arms and welcomed me so much. And I love it here. I don't know where else I'd be. It's been a great transition, and I'm really looking forward to what is to come for 2023 and 2024.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, that's wonderful to hear. And I know personally that, and you know, I've found that anybody that's served in our armed forces are selfless and pretty unique individuals, just by the nature of the work that you're doing, you know, to keep our country safe. So I was curious to know from your perspective, you know, what are your personal character traits that you've developed from the military that have made you successful?
I think being able to compartmentalize. One thing in surgery in the military is that you could be working on your friend, your best friend that you share a room with, or you could be working on your partner. It doesn't matter. And you need to be able to separate those feelings and do the job at hand. So obviously right now we're not dealing with something in a tough situation like that, right?
Right.
So being able to, you know, do the whole business aspect, okay, we need to make sure that this, you know, this hospital gets coverage because these patients, these numbers are high. We need to make sure this provider gets here. I am a very empathetic person. Like I used to work at an oncology office and I had a patient that I got really attached to and it really hurt me when he passed and that really messed up my work. And I realized then and there, I was like, okay, I can't get attached. I can't get attached at all. And so I had to just really go back and, you know, use those skills of compartmentalizing and shut those off, put them in a box and really focus the mission at hand. And I love, but I also know that things have to get done. When it came down to the pandemic, I got the nickname the Reaper. We had to do organ harvesting. And nobody wanted to do it. And so sure enough, I did it because, like I said, nobody else wanted to do it. I did get some pretty strong leadership skills that I didn't know I had. I somehow always got voted to be the leading petty officer, no matter what it was in my A school and my C school. I never really went out for it. I just automatically got voted for it. And so I was kind of forced to learn those leadership roles and learn those leadership skills. And I'm very thankful for it. Now, I wish I learned some better speaking roles and some speaking skills, but I think we'll learn that all along in life.
No, that makes sense. And I mean, I appreciate you sharing that story. I mean, that it sounds to me like that's a testament to you, right? To be willing to step in to do a job that no one was willing to do. And I'm speaking for you, but I'm imagining that just kind of made you a better person overall. And like you mentioned, you know, it helped you gain those leadership skills that you might not have had prior.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
And how has your experience been recruiting veteran physicians? You know, there are a ton of them out there and was just kind of curious, you know, you being a veteran yourself, how that experience has been.
Yes, it's been great. And thank you to all of my veteran physicians. I love coming across them and it's really great to hear their stories because some of them are definitely a little bit older. They've been in different wars and running across some older surgeons and hearing their different techniques and skills that they've used. It's really, really interesting. And it's neat because we kind of get to compare the differences and like what I went through for boot camp, what they went through for boot camp, sure. And, you know, how females now are going through and how females weren't allowed whenever they went through. And then the younger, the active physicians now, it's great. And it feels like a brotherhood almost. And I'm not sure what the, a fraternity, there you go.
Sure.
And it's great because it feels like you're, you know, back into another family, that barrier is kind of off. And then you know that trust is there. And so as soon as I tell them that I was a foreman and a surgical tech, that's it. They're like, okay, what do you have for me? Where can I help? Let's go. They know that you signed your name on that contract. You were willing to put your life on the line. They were too. So you're already on the same page.
100%. I know that you guys have a unique bond, you know, with, you know, us just going through the 4th of July, you know, personally, I watched the Band of Brothers miniseries on HBO, which is one of my favorites of all time. And you can just see, mm-hmm. You know, how I can imagine where you're coming from in terms of just that bond that you're having with any, you know, any veteran physician that you're coming across in your day to day.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I just get very excited because I get chills every time I hear the national anthem. My boyfriend makes fun of me all the time because I cry every time. But it's just, there's so much honor, so much pride. And I remember sitting there whenever we finished Battleships, which is our final station before we graduate. And that's whenever we switch over our ball caps to our final uniform. And it's just such a sense of pride and it's awesome. So I will always do it. I will always cry and I will always, always be proud to be a veteran.
Absolutely.
And I'll always be thankful I can do this too and be able to like still help people.
That's wonderful to hear, Lexi. And right now we've got only time for one more question. But I was curious to ask you, you know, what advice would you give to other veterans, you know, who are interested in following a similar path to you?
I would just say, don't give up. you've got this. You know, when I had my fall, I was really scared because I had no idea what to do. I had tremors. I couldn't, like, my whole career was just gone. But I use my resources. That's the biggest thing. Use your resources, use your GI Bill, talk and ask for help. Just ask for help. Don't be afraid because you can do it. That is like my biggest thing. You are worthy. You can do it. You deserve it. You got this.
Well, Lexi, thank you again, truly, for taking the time to speak with me today. I thought that was great insight on your path from transitioning out of the military to your current journey recruiting physicians. So again, I speak for all of us at CCL, and I'm sure everyone that's listening to this, just thank you again for your service. And we really do appreciate everything that you do for CCL each day.
Of course, Tom. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I love CCL, and I'm looking forward to hearing this come out.